This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We're going to begin today with the issue of school safety. Authorities in New Mexico have filed felony assault charges against a 12-year-old boy after he allegedly shot two fellow students at a middle school on Tuesday.
And this latest school shooting serves as a grim backdrop to a major announcement here in Massachusetts today. Governor Deval Patrick says he'll create a 20-member panel to help schools around the state respond better to emergencies such as school shootings.
As a parent, I wish we didn't have to think about this, let alone as a governor. But I think we would be unwise if we weren't thinking about how to make sure that our plans are as rigorous as possible everywhere.
Well, with more now, we're joined by WBUR's Jack Lepiarz, who was at today's announcement. Hi there, Jack.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, why did Governor Patrick feel that it was necessary to create this commission?
Well, the governor talked a lot about a lot of schools around the state already have plans on how to respond to a shooter or how to respond to someone bringing a weapon into school. What they may not have is plans on how to possibly prepare for that kind of thing.
The question is, do they have plans in place to prevent? And I think the range of answers to that in the Commonwealth is quite broad. And what is also clear is that there is very little sharing of what good ideas are being used or being thought about in different districts.
So what's going to happen with this commission is going to look at these plans that are in place around the Commonwealth. It's going to look at best practices, you know, what schools are doing, and come up with a set of guidelines. These are not mandates, guidelines that other schools can use and put in place.
Guidelines for prevention. Okay, so before creating this commission, I understand that the governor held a roundtable discussion with parents, educators, public health and safety officials in Revere. Now, what did the attendees to that roundtable say about the governor's proposal?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of attendees, parents, teachers, even students. They say they're happy it's happening. You know, they want to see, something come out of this. But the reaction is sort of mixed as far as what those best practices are. I talked with the captain on the Revere Police Department. He says they used to have a program where police officers got together with students after school. They'd play basketball, you know, talk about life and the future. But he says that program got cut after funding was cut. One interesting thing he did say, he does not think that metal detectors should be in place in school. That was not the sentiment of one parent I talked to, Deborah DiGiulio. She says she definitely wants metal detectors.
All you're doing is looking at an ID and signing in with an ID that does not tell if a person's stable. You're just looking at my ID. You're not checking inside my pocketbook. You're not checking the person themselves.
And now DiGiulio says she has two students still in school, a son in high school, a daughter in middle school. She says she's worried about their safety every day.
Hmm. And once again, this is a 20-member panel that Governor Patrick has announced today to help schools better prepare for emergencies such as school shootings. And when do we expect this commission to complete these guidelines? They're not requirements, but guidelines, as you said.
Yeah, so the guidelines, the commission's supposed to come up with a report by this summer. And like you said, it's guidelines. So the governor said, you know, we have a lot of different, you know, areas in Massachusetts. You have big inner city schools. You have rural villages. So the same set of rules is not going to work for every school. And of course, every school has different resources as far as what they can do.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz, thanks so much.
You're welcome.